From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei. Florida lawmakers are getting down to business when it comes to implementing the state's new medical marijuana law. During a public hearing yesterday, health officials hammered out new rules regulating the use of a single form of non-euphoric marijuana. Known as Charlotte's Web, the cannabis oil does not get users high, but could be used by children who get frequent epileptic seizures. State Representative Matt Gaetz, who sponsored the bill this year, says it's important for those suffering in Florida that regulations are drawn correctly right away.
The last thing we want to see is a series of appeals and lawsuits that delay access for patients in need of care for years. And so that's the balance we're striking.
This coming November, Florida voters will have the chance to pass a constitutional amendment that allows for broader use of traditional medical marijuana. Miami-Dade library staffers and library goers have been on their guard for months now, and today is no exception. They're among those anxiously awaiting Mayor Carlos Jimenez's budget proposal, which is due out today. John Quick is president of Friends of Miami-Dade Public Libraries. He's fought cuts in library hours and personnel as the county is forced to dip into reserves to keep them afloat. For Quick, $64 million is the magic number.
It would be to restore and enhance the library system to where it was and where it needs to be. And what that means is that it's open in the hours it needs to be open, and it would give us the programming that the library has become to known for, you know, early childhood literacy programs, adult literacy programs, as well as enhanced programming for digital media type of education and things like that.
Miami-Dade County has one of the largest library systems in the nation. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.